Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, January the 11th, 2019, and may I wish you all a very happy new year, and I hope that all your wishes and dreams and hopes for the future will come to fruition. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. As I bring you awareness of the inevitable crises that are very probable and will overtake America in the future, I would like you to consider other places around the world that have a less disastrous impact on you and your loved ones. I have some discussion of countries that will serve you well for you to consider. These are places where life will be good when the crisis breaks out in America. Go to my Facebook page and have a look and be prepared. And again, you will hear concepts that you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button and you will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you could obtain 3 free shows. All right, so let me now give you the synopsis for today's show, and the corollary of my weekend, year-end summary, which I hope some of you will have enjoyed, is that things are not going well in the United States, and as if to rubber stamp that, US life expectancy just fell for the 3rd year in a row. So I will be talking quite a lot about that this morning, and I hope you will enjoy some of the information that I will bring to you if you should choose to sign up. Then the US posted the widest November budget deficit on record. A few words to say about that. And then what happened to a US man wrongly suspected of hiding drugs in his colon? No, this did not happen abroad, this rather grim story. It happened right in the center of the United States of America. I think you should know about it. Then we will talk about the indescribable John Bolton, the warmonger-in-chief, showing his true colours, ostensibly to protect vague US interests, but basically as corrupt as they come. Then I shall talk about the evil shenanigans of Google, who use marketers to bring you to what is called your micro moment, and how they get you where they want you. It's really quite a story, and I will be glad to share it with you during the show. Well, Russia in 1999 was much like the US and the UK are now, an undemocratic oligarchy which owns and controls all the politicians and all of the media. So I just want to make a few ugly comparisons on that account. And then to finish with, I will talk about how the central banks really cannot manage anything. They like to think they can and do, but actually they don't. So we will talk about that, and I hope that will give you a nice show for the day. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. All you have to do, just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows or something which tells me that I need to take action, which I will do forthwith and bring you some material for you to sink your teeth and your ears into, and hopefully after listening to the free shows you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So feel free to select any 3 shows, but I highly recommend the latest 3. All you have to do simply is just ask me for the latest 3 shows, which give you a sense of how I treat the topic du jour, if you like. Although I don't guarantee to discuss everything, I do my best to give you an opinion and a discussion of important events that take place. So to finish with, let me give you my information. First of all, my email address, which you will need to make your request, and also, by the way, which is on the Podbean page, in case you lose sight of this. And the Podbean page is what you're probably looking at right now to be able to listen to this show. So it's on the left-hand side of the screen is my email address, which is rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's again rwlmartin1, that's my initials, @aol.com. Now, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, which I'm sure some of you are familiar with. So let me give you my addresses for both of those. The Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. And that's all one word, lowercase and no punctuation. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And okay, my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Again, one word, RM Wake Up Call, all lowercase. Okay? So with that, I shall take my leave, and I will look forward to talking to you again on Monday. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.